the day we got born again, we were born into the promised land. You live based on what God has said. You carry it in your spirit. If He has said it, it is true. Your joy, your fulfillment, your mood is independent on happiness. So we don't live based on happiness. We live based on God's will. We live from the inside. Let your heart be established in grace. You are a mobile temple. Prayer is allowed anywhere, anytime. Sito keto, moti kate, rito kopoto keta, sudeke ponde kidede. Christianity is a display of divine essence, true men on earth. You see, when spiritual hunger gains the ascendancy, gains the dominance over your mind, you don't even see anything as sacrifice.
So as you grow spiritually, you generate a potential difference. And that potential difference will bring to you the monies you need, it will bring to you the people you need, it will bring to you the necessary materials you need to fulfill your God-given calling on the earth.
Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a good God we serve. You know, His presence is already here. His presence is already here. That's what makes the moment short, the presence of God. And that presence already here. For the last time, could you just lift your two hands toward heaven and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your glory. Hallelujah. Help me walk up to seven people rejoicing and tell them, the latter rain is falling in your house. The latter rain. Seven people, greet them, welcome to church, and tell them the latter rain is falling in your house. Apostle, the latter rain is falling in your house. God bless you. Hallelujah. You may be seated. God bless you. Oh boy, who's enjoying himself already? Hallelujah. Amen. This weekend, we are 6 years old as a ministry. Amen. Can you jump to your feet and give the Lord a shout of praise? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What the good God we serve. You know, if I use the whole service to prophesy, it's enough. Seeing what the Lord has done. I prophesied to someone this morning. Are you still sitting down? If this ministry can grow from nothing, absolutely nothing. I squatted with Dr. Luca Isaiah for 10 months. Anything that has life grows. I want to pray for the work of your hands, your giftings, your talents, your business, your profession. Whatever it is that is in your hand that you are doing, it may be little, it may be just be selling something little that doesn't look like it. Lift your hands toward heaven. By the multiplying power of the blessing, by the force of the anointing, I stand upon this pulpit. I speak to the work of your hands. I speak to your giftings and your talents. I speak to the things that the Lord has put in your hand. That others have called common, that even you have called common. I stand here and I declare that multiplication has come upon it. In the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare that the pleasure of the Lord is prospering in your hand. I said the pleasure of the Lord is prospering in your hand. In the name of the Lord Jesus. From that little thing it will grow to cover the world. Your voice to be heard, your impact to be felt, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I decree and declare that before the end of this year, there will be growth, multiplication, and expansion of the work of your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus, many will begin to take note that there's something about this thing. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I decree the men that you need, the monies that you need, the materials that you need, the opportunities that you need, lakobasita, lekopati, the men, the material, the monies, the opportunity that you need, lakobas etra ila sutekepa. I bring it to you this morning in the name of Jesus. I release them to you this morning in the name of Jesus. I release them to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. No, mark my words, a lot of you are returning with testimonies. Yes, what you thought was just something to get by with, because the blessing has come upon it. It will begin to put food on the tables of many, not you, until you become a savior to many with that thing that looks little. Come. That thing that looks little, the anointing of God's Spirit is coming upon it. The anointing of God's Spirit, don't despise it, hear the Lord. Don't despise it. It may be writing, lift your hands. It may be drawing. It may be singing. It may be selling shoes you are selling. Water you are selling. Whatever it is. It may be a profession in medicine, in law, in engineering, whatever it is. Calabronda, in teaching, in education. Oh, he said, look unto Abraham your father. Father boy, he said, when I called him, he was but one. NIV. He said, I multiplied, he became a multitude. I blessed him, he became a multitude. Lord, I put the multiplying power of the blessing. I open doors. Doors are open. The hearts of men are open to you. Shaka Paul deliver. No more stagnation. Help has come for you. Help has come for you. Can I speak words over you one more time? Lift your hands up. You see, it matters. Who think what you are doing is important? Can I bless you? I'm going to force gates open. Gates that will bring into your life the gifts of men. Some of you have been operating as though everything around you has been closed. What you have, you know it can speak to kings. You know it can minister to nations. But it's as though people have not taken notes. Kalabro kidakapa. Shekepolia koto. Lepron zashti palikas. Lepo takipoto. I'm about to open the gates for the gifts of men. For clients, for customers, for partners, for associates, for sponsors. For investors, Shakapo, Likoposa, we will summarize them under one phrase, help us of destiny. Father, in the name of Jesus, for every hand lifted, both young and old, Yakapole diga paskata, Shalidas, Opadis, Lekopati, Lekobatila kotapa, Shaligapo ratikapa, Lekopo rati. I open the gates and I command men to come in. I command helpers to come into you. Helpers of your destiny. In the name of Jesus. People that were ensure. Somebody stand behind him. Grace. People that were ensure that the vision God has put in your heart is interpreted. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Help us. Help us. Help us. Some of you, for your wedding, I just hear in my heart, a few persons will come and say, don't worry, what do you want? People that will make life comfortable for you, they are yours in the name of Jesus. The Lord is talking to me about James. I heard his name, James from Benue State. James. Balakapronda Kepa, if you are the one, is your son name? Just come up very quickly. I hear James and I see Benue. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The person can come and listen. Oh, the remaining part of this year is quantum leap experiencing. I see men here jumping into new levels. Jumping into new arenas. jumping into new dimensions of the spirit. Suddenly you see that your feet are planted in the mountains of abundance and overflow. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Lift your hands and thank Him. I call the genes. You know, let me issue a disclaimer. This place, we don't use prophecy to witch hunt people. We say, look out. No. Prophecy is for edification, exaltation, and comfort. That's what the Bible says. Edification, exaltation, and comfort. You know, sometimes when we call names like that, some people don't want to come out because they are not sure. Hallelujah. Come and stand here. You know, I see a James from Benue. He said, that's his dad. That's your dad. A James. That means your surname. One of your surname is James, right? I see obstacles being broken. I see limitations. That's a word. I see fences being broken. He's living very short of what he had expected. And I'm seeing the Lord comfort him. That's what I hear. I'm seeing the Lord comfort the whole family. The thing that has brought pain and sorrow, the Lord is turning it around in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because I'm seeing the Lord giving double portion of glory for shame. See here, the Spirit of God. And listen, supernatural compensations. It will begin shortly. See here, the Lord. As I'm speaking, the Lord is confirming it. Supernatural compensation for Mr. James and the entire family. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Things have not been working. Those that are supposed to be working are not working yet. Things are supposed to be... See, your siblings will begin to have... Things will start falling in place for them. All of them will suddenly... In the name of Jesus. Thank you for lifting. You may be seated. Thank you for lifting.
Thank you for lifting.
My head. For thou, O Lord.
Are a shield for me,
my glory,
you lift my head,
yeah,
for thou, O Lord,
for
thou, O Lord,
are a shield
for me,
you're
my glory, the lifter of my head.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53, amen. You know, welcome to Latter Rain Sunday, amen. Amen. The rain is already falling, amen. The rain is already falling. I think I got into all this by talking about those under the power, just leave them. Those that can help, amen. All these things started when I started talking about... 6th year, and how God has been faithful, amen. We don't have a formal anniversary this year. We rarely do that. We've done anniversary just once, which was last year, which was the 5th year, by this leading of the Spirit. We just wanted to worship God and thank God, amen. But we are grateful all the same, hallelujah. Then we used to say that while we're doing an anniversary, it's because we have not started yet, amen. Hallelujah. But we just give God praise, for He has been faithful. Thinking back, we judge God faithful. Amen. We judge God faithful. We've seen countless lives changed and transformed. You know, we hear ear-tingling testimonies from the nations of the world. Amen. About the impact of our ministry, about the things people have received and the things they've been awakened to, coming in contact with the Word of God and the presence of God's Spirit that we minister. Amen. And that is the joy of ministry. Amen. That's the joy of ministry. Transformed lives. Okay, transformed lives.
when Jesus came and did ministry, his focus was people. Amen. And then he gave the word and the supernatural, okay, for the transformation of lives. That is the focus of ministry. And we are grateful to the Lord for the impact of these 6 years in church ministry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not 6 years ago I started preaching, no. Well, it was 6 years ago we started formal ministry like this. Hallelujah. And we're grateful to the Lord. We had our first television broadcast yesterday. Amen. How many of you are happy and excited about that? How many of you watched the episode? Let me see who was able to watch. Okay, that's lovely. Hallelujah. Amen. On PRTV every Saturday, 5:30 p.m. Amen. Very soon we'll go on Silverbed and NTA. Amen. Hallelujah. Very, very soon. Glory to God. In a matter of weeks, God's grace, we should be on NTA, putting the word of God out. Kenneth Copeland said something many years ago, I'll never forget. He says, any ministry that is interested in putting the word of God out will never lack money. Amen. And that's what we're doing, putting the word of God out. Today I'll be speaking on Arise Gather, for the price has been paid. Kapalaba. Arise and gather, for the price has been paid. Glory to God. Arise, gather, for the price has been paid. Okay, maybe before I get into that, let me say a few things about Lateran Sunday. Meshach, hope there are more seats. Are there seats in that hall? Okay. Arise, okay, I said, Rationale, a few things about Lateran Sunday. Why do we have Lateran Sunday? Okay. Lateran should say something. The phrase Lateran should say something to you. The Lateran of God's Spirit. Joel promised the Lateran. And we are in the dispensation of the Lateran. Amen. Kenneth Hagin says something years ago, Papa Hagin, as we fondly call him. And I will just paraphrase. He says there's a move of the Spirit, move of God, even thoughts. Okay. And demonstrated. I'm just paraphrasing now. As a move of God that will be lost to a generation if it is not taught and demonstrated. You know, Christianity came to a point, even after the charismatic Pentecostal move, where people went intellectual. They started talking about the power of the mind, the power of the brain, the power of, if you can think you can make it, you can make it. Amen. You remember those things now? Yes, the mind does have power, but not on itself. We will never and we can never reduce this gospel to motivation. Do you understand? We can never reduce it to motivation. It's as serious as some people don't even believe in certain manifestations of the Spirit anymore. Okay, a whole lot. I'm not going to get into that. But it was right what he said, that there's a move of the Spirit that will be lost if it's not taught. Okay, and demonstrated. You know, people saying things like, money, just like that. Does money grow on trees? There's no Christian way of making money. No, you've heard those funny things. Now, when people begin to talk like that, they don't understand the move of the Spirit. In fact, people get suspicious when we talk about supernatural alerts. Or talk about supernatural money appearing. Why? There's a move of the Spirit that must be taught, experienced and demonstrated. If you watch the video advert for this meeting, I said, I believe that every believer must be acquainted with, exposed to, and experience the manifestations of the Spirit. It's key. Every Christian, every believer must understand, be exposed to, and experience, and have the manifestations of the Spirit. Very important. We cannot take our world without understanding and moving in the Spirit. It's just not possible. Amen. I said amen. So when you begin to hear Christians say funny things, trying to say, please don't be spirit cuckoo. Okay, you know that there's a move of the Spirit they are not acquainted with. Listen, monies appear. It may not be God's preferred way of getting money across to you. God's preferred way of getting money across to you is by favor, by blessing the work of your hands. Is that okay?
There's something that is in the natural that serves as a system, that serves as a receptor to receive those major blessings. Amen. But you see, there's a place of supernatural appearances of money. Was it this week? You guys were talking about a testimony of a lady who locked herself up to pray for 5 days. And 2 Ghana must go of monies. Appeared in her room. For real, in this country. Amen. The craziest of them. Listen, we have to say this so that people can understand that there's a supernatural undertone to this life. The same lady had a very strange experience. She was praying and praying and praying for some days, looking as a praying raw about money. God on us faith. God on us faith. And then she got a call from her bank. Why she turned on her phone, that what do you want us to do with the money? She said, which money? I said, what are you talking about? You came into the manager's office and you dropped 2 bags of money. And he said, how? I've been in my house. They said, it's not possible. You came to this bank and dropped, and they told her to come to the bank. She came to the bank. The monies were there. They played the CCTV. It was the same clothes she was wearing in her prayer room. The same clothes she was wearing in her prayer room. She saw herself coming to the bank and dropping money. It was on every of the cameras. Angels are walking. These are not myths. In this ministry, we have seen monies appear strangely. You know, when believers don't understand this, they think they can be stranded. Glory to God. So, you now see what we talk about latter rain Sunday. And also, it's a time to meet a need of people, minister to the sick, to the oppressed, and all that, and speak prophetically, make prophetic declarations that will chart our course. Okay, definite prophetic declarations that will chart our course. There's a difference between confession and prophecy. Amen. I hope to get into that today. There's a difference between confessions and prophecy. Hallelujah. So when I say prophetic utterance and prophetic unction, prophetic declarations to chart our course, I know exactly what I'm saying. It's supernatural. That is the element that turns dry bones in a valley of dry bones into a valley of a great and mighty army. Hallelujah. So you know why we have latter rain Sunday? This is the first one, last Sunday of every month. For the next 6 or 7 months or so, we'll have latter rain Sunday. So this is just the beginning. Today I will try and teach and then speak words over you. I probably minister to a few people and hope to give impartations. Amen. Amen. And I hope you receive too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Alright, I said arise and gather, for the prize has been paid. Arise and gather, for the prize has been paid. Arise and gather, for the prize has been paid. First Romans 8:32, before we go to Isaiah 53. Romans 8:32, very quickly. Romans 8:32, KJV, then Message translation. I must have a Message translation. Hope you guys have it, Dickin. All right, let's read KJV first. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you because you have anointed my words, anointed my hands, you have anointed me for this service. Thank you because faith is present. Miracles are happening. Yokes are destroyed. Burdens are lifted. Living here changed, transformed. Living here with testimonies in the name of the Lord Jesus. All right. Is it? But delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? I want you to notice. I said, for he that spared not his own son, talking about the Father, he spared not his own Jesus, but delivered him up for us all. He's talking about the sacrifice of Jesus. He's talking about what Jesus did in his vicarious death, what Jesus did in his passions, in his sufferings, in his death, burial, and resurrection. The Bible says God put him to death. It was God that bruised him. It wasn't Jesus that killed himself for what he believed. You know, Jesus, we kept saying this, that Jesus didn't die as a martyr. Meaning he didn't die for what he believed. He was humanity's substitute. Can I get an amen? It's important we know why he died that way. It's not, he died for what he believed. No, he died because of you. Hallelujah. And that's what he's talking about, that God spared not his own son. It was God that gave him up. When you go to Isaiah 53, you see there that God bruised him. God bruised him. The Father bruised him for humanity. It was deliberate. Man needed a perfect sacrifice. Man needed an atonement for sin. Man needed a sacrifice for the remission of sin. Man needed a price for the demands of justice to be met. And God offered his then only and begotten son. So that's what he's talking about. When you see that, go back there. When you see that he spared not his own son, he's talking about the sacrifice of Jesus. I want you to put your eyes on that. The sacrifice of Jesus. But delivered him up for us. The sacrifice of Jesus. How shall he not with him also? Can you see? He didn't say he gave his son for us. If he did that, how shall he not also give us all things? With him. Oh, is somebody here this morning? With him. Oh, he could have said, he that spared not his own son but delivered him up for us. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Delivered him up for us. How shall he not also freely give us all things? He didn't say that. How shall he not with him? That means the key to all things is the sacrifice of Jesus. Is the sacrifice of Jesus. It means everything you will ever take, you will ever receive from God will come with him. Will come through his sacrifice. Will come because of what he has done. One of the greatest revelations you can have as a believer is knowing that the price has been paid. Not only for sin, but for everything you will ever need or want in your sojourn on this world. In this world. Never forget that. That's one of your greatest revelations. That everything you ever need or want or demand, the price for it has been paid. Something has been done about it. Notice I clearly separated need and want. Because there are those that preach that what God is interested in is your need, not your want. For years, I had known that was a lie. It's not consistent with the need. Have you heard that? You know, when we say that, we sound very religious. What God is interested in is not your wants, but your need. It now sounds deep. Why do you want to be deeper than God? He says, if you believe in me, you shall ask what you want. What you will. In other words, what you want. Do animals pray for their needs? Do you know, according to God's divine plan, you're not supposed to pray for your needs? It's supposed to come. They are basic. Needs are basic. When was the last time you prayed for the air you are breathing? Talk to me, somebody. Is a need. Jesus said, the sparrow, he gave the worth of the sparrow, and how that God watches over the sparrow. That today is, and he said, when one fell and died, he talked about the value. Bottom line, he said, how much more you? He talked about the lily, adorned in beauty. He talked about the birds of the air that neither toil nor spin. He said, yet your heavenly Father takes care of them. That's need to. Only humans have the ability to have wants. Animals don't have wants. What am I saying? Needs is parallel. Both animals and humans. God knows they have needs and he meets them. Can I get an amen? So don't try to be deeper than God. Whatever you need, you will want. No, have you ever wanted a car? You wanted a particular car, not because you don't have a car. Is that not what you want? And you are saying, God doesn't give it to you. He does what he gives. Now, those of you that have children here, you understand this very clearly.
But if all you do is meet your children's need, then you don't have resources. When you have resources, it's beyond their need. There are things they want, and you give it to them. She has all the clothes in the world in her wardrobe, but there's this clothes she just sold. Mom, I love this clothes. I like this clothes. So beautiful. Ah, you really like it? Looks good on you. You carry money and give her. Was that the need you were meeting? No. Let me not spend time on that. Glory to God forevermore. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not be in want. Meaning, because he's my shepherd, I make demand on his sacrifice. And I have my wants, man. Listen, if God does not meet your wants, how come you are not marrying any man, you see? Say you just need a man. Or just need a woman. I beg, let people sleep with this trying to be deep. Glory to God. Listen, everything you will ever need and want, the sacrifice of Jesus has covered it. Can I get an amen? Amen. Jesus is the payment. Something has been done. I said that's one of the greatest revelations you can have. The reason why many Christians are sick and they are finding it difficult to receive healing is because they have not seen that the price has been paid. They have not seen. The moment you see that the price has been paid, automatically your faith becomes violent. It's automatic. It's automatic. Oh, I love the illustration Reverend Tindy gave during the Days of Glory conference. It was even me used as an example. He said, Pastor, imagine somebody asks you, what's your favorite car now? What car do you want? Will you like now? I say Range Rover HSC, right? What's the cost of brand new Range Rover HSC? About 25 to 30 million. Okay. He said, assume somebody took you to the car park. All right. Let's do the illustration with somebody else so that it can be real. What's the car? Not future car. That you mind. E-Class 350. How much is the brand new one? About 15 million. Great. I want you to follow this example. You see, I'm trying to show you why many Christians don't receive and why they are not violent with prayer, with declarations, and with possessing what is theirs. The moment you know that the price has been paid, your faith becomes violent. I take you to the shop. I say, Pastor Peter, this is what you need. Awesome. I pay cash, 15 million. The car is there. There are other cars. Then I say, I'm in a hurry. I need to catch up with the meeting in Abuja. And then I leave. And then the moment I leave, the guy in the car that sells the car say, the sales boy, thank you. He now looks, all the owner of the car, and now he say, you are young now, you even married. What do you need a car for? What will you tell him?
He's paid for, it's my car.
You are even nice. Is it not nice? I know what some of you will do. What will you do? Say you are to your opera. Look at you. What do you need 50 million naira car for? What will you tell him? Is this money? Is none? Thank you. What did he say? Is none of your business. Why do you say that? It's prepared for. And they're just sizing you. So as you are small, you want to ride this. You want to drive this kind of car. Is this money? But the point is this. Why are you so violent in responding? It's been paid for. You saw the transaction. They wrote a receipt and gave you. To claim your car, the guy is talking sorry. What if he looks and says, young man, there's a C-class here. Oh, it's nice, Sha. It's just 5 million. Won't you take that one? What will you say?
That is not the deal.
That is not the deal. What do you need all the monies for? It's not just to take care of your family, your wife and your children. That's not the deal. Listen, meaning the moment you see that the price has been paid, no more negotiation with Satan. Is somebody following me? I'm going somewhere. I'm just laying foundation.
moment you can see that the price paid,
your faith becomes violent. Your faith becomes violent. You have the receipts. You have the evidence that that car was paid for. There's no story the car dealer can tell that you are going home with your car. True or false?
Is somebody here? In the same way, I want you to follow me, somebody. In the same way, everything you will ever need or want, your healing has been paid for. Your prosperity has been paid for. Your success has been paid for. Fulfilling your destiny has been paid for. Is somebody following me? The nations have been paid for. The lands have been paid for. The whole world has been paid for. And I'm going to show you. That's how we say arise and gather, which is the work of the believer. Meaning everything we do in faith, the things we do to go to work, declare God's word, go and pray, whatever we do as activity now, there must be an ideology that backs it. That backs it, rather. We're not doing those things because we want to prevail on God to move on our behalf. We're not doing those things to overcome the unwillingness of God. You engage in those things knowing that the price has been paid. Oh, glory to God. Let's read Isaiah 53. 1 to 6. Very, 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 very quickly. He said, who has believed our reports? Who has believed our reports? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? I need to be fast. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Now he's painting a picture of the sacrifice of Jesus. That's what he's doing. Isaiah is looking into the future. Remember, Peter talked about the prophet of old. How that the spirit of Christ in them did signify what and what manner of time. Talking about the sufferings of Christ and the glories that should follow. Remember, that's what he's talking about here. He saw the Son of God. He saw the Messiah go through all this. Despised, and we esteem him not. If you read the verse before, the last verse of chapter 2, he talked about how that his visage was marred beyond recognition. He was messed up. But he went for that to show us how. You know, there was something I figured out years ago that changed my life forever about the sacrifice of Jesus. I'd been reading, I knew, watched movie, read the Bible about the crucifixion of Jesus. I didn't see this till about 6 or 7 years ago. That Jesus was crucified stark naked. I'll never forget that day. I made a vow to myself that I will enjoy everything he died for. I will be everything he died for. That was the height of shame. Go and read the story, the history of crucifixion. The process is not complete until the person is crucified stark naked. There were no clothes. We just honor him in the movies and put the clothes, and in the pictures and put the clothes. Jesus was crucified stark naked. That was the height of shame. He did that so that you will never be ashamed again. And I say, okay, that's nice, that's good. Yeah, he did that. Let me tell you something. When a man paid a serious price for something for you, the only thing you can do to honor him is to enjoy that thing. So we say, in honor of the sacrifice of Jesus, I refuse to be broke. In honor of the sacrifice of Jesus, I refuse to be small. in honor of the sacrifice of Jesus, I refuse to be sick. In honor of the sacrifice of Jesus, I refuse to fail. In honor of the sacrifice of Jesus, I refuse to be defeated. I refuse to be put under in life. I refuse to walk in shame. In honor of the sacrifice of Jesus. Because it takes pleasure when you possess that which he has paid for. So you can now see that this prosperity thing is not about you feeling like or feeling like not. Something is at stake. Honoring a man's sacrifice is at stake. Honoring the sacrifice of Jesus is at stake. It's not just I don't feel like I feel. No. In honor. So what are you ready to take in honor of the sacrifice of Jesus? In honor of the sacrifice of Jesus, I take the nations. In honor of the sacrifice of Jesus, I prosper. In honor of the sacrifice of Jesus, I walk in the anointing. In honor of the sacrifice of Jesus, I change my generation. I want your eyes, if all I can do in this meeting is your eyes being open to the price that has been paid, I would have done well. And then connecting into what you must become because the price has been paid. You know what that means? When you decide to stay poor, you dishonor the blood of Jesus. When you are unpersuaded about living the best of life that God has provided for, you know what? You dishonor the sacrifice of Jesus. Hallelujah. Continue with that. Okay, surely he had borne. Now, he went further to show us why he went through what he went through. It was for us. Surely he had borne our griefs. No, go back to verse 4. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. Next verse. But he was wounded for our transgressions. The price for sin has been paid. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment for our shalom was upon him. The punishment for our welfare. The word shalom means prosperity, peace of prosperity, peace in prosperity and peace in prosperity. He's saying the punishment for our shalom, for our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. He went through everything he went through. If you notice, Isaiah highlighted three things. Sickness, when you look through, you see sin, deliverance from sin, sickness, and poverty. He did it for us. Next verse. Verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. He did it for us. He did it for us. You know what I figured out? Do you know, even from Genesis, God had never intended that man should take care of himself. From Genesis, from the creation of Adam. God had never planned. God never intended that man should take care of himself. So it was never part of the plan before the fall of man that man should take care of himself. Never. God created man and put him in a garden of abundance. Do you think Adam was going to the farm when he farmed, he harvested before he ate? You think that was what happened? The Bible was clear about it. That God planted him in a garden to tend it. And he showed him that they are already fruits. Amen. He said, eat any of this fruit. Just don't eat this one. Don't just eat this one. Never. God never intended that man carries the burden of his provision. That came as a result of the fall. Is somebody following me? Put man in abundance. Told him to walk. There clearly we saw the purpose of work. It wasn't for man to put ends, to make ends meet. They don't meet. Amen. Forget about it. I've told you. Never make the ends meet. Yeah, we are trying to make ends meet. They will not meet. Amen. God was responsible for his provision. And you know what he said? You know what the plan was? God says, do what I've asked you to do and I'll take care of you. It's the same thing he's saying today. A man fell, he lost all that. But fast forward, Jesus came. He became our ultimate sacrifice. Paid for everything again. And put us inside. Just like Adam was put in the garden of abundance. Do you know we have been planted in the garden of abundance in Christ? Everything we ever need is available. We just discover and take. Can I get an amen? Amen. He was wounded for a transgression. If you are ever sick in your body, looking at this scripture should get you out of it. And then you also look at the one in Matthew 8, I believe. He said, when the even was come, they brought to him all that were sick. He cast out the spirit with his words and healed those that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. Himself took our infirmity and bore our sicknesses. Himself took. I saw these things years ago and I refused to be sick. I just refused to be sick. It's been paid for. Healing has been paid for. Health has been paid for. Prosperity has been paid for. Your success has been paid for. Can I add this one? Your money has been paid for. Oh, somebody is not. I say your money has been paid for. Remember, we were talking about the blood, our Passover, and our takeover. And then we saw our money in the blood. Amen. We saw money inside blood. He's been paid for. The whole world has been paid for. So this is why we can lay claims on the whole world. Remember Matthew 13:44, I believe 13:44. When Jesus said the kingdom of God is likened unto a man who found a treasure in the land. Look at this. He said again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in the field, which when a man found, he hideth. And for joy thereof, he goeth forth, selleth all that he had, and bought what? No. What did he buy? The treasure?
No, the field.
Can you see? He bought the whole field. You know, he's talking about his, what God did with him. That's what he's talking about. God gave his best because of the treasure he saw in the field. The field is the whole world. The treasure is the church. But guess what, brothers and sisters? He didn't just buy the treasure. He bought the whole field. Oh, I thought somebody got that. He bought the whole field. He bought the whole field. The nations have been paid for. You're shouting, the nations are ours. We take over institutions. You know why? They've been paid for. They've been paid for. It's our blood-bought inheritance. It's paid for. Oh, I want to work in an oil company. Even the oil company has been paid for by blood. I want to be governor of this state. I want to be a senator from my senatorial zone. It's been paid for. Oh God. It's been paid for. He saw the treasure. He bought the whole field. So he owns both the field and the treasure. This is why our influence cannot just be within the four walls of the church. Because Papa bought both the treasure and the field. Glory to God. The nations have been paid for. All the souls in the world, they've been paid for. So when we go out to win souls, we are talking to someone that has been bought. Oh, we're just trying to open his eyes to see that you have been bought to come over. Change zone. Can I get an amen? for. Your house is paid for.
You know, when we talk about what Christ has paid for, I want you to set your gaze on the big things. Is that okay? Not on the small, small things. No, Pastor Gordon said while he was taking confession that when we say money come, please don't call your transport money. Ask us, we'll give you. Amen. You don't call for transport money. When you shout money come, it's not transport money you are calling for. Or money to fuel your car. No. Please ask and we'll give you that one. We're calling for the forces of the nations. What we will use to mush this kingdom forward. You know, move and push. Oh. That's what we'll call money. That's what we'll call money. He said, through prosperity shall my cities be spread abroad. This is what we call money. If you love God, prosperity will be important to you. If prosperity is not important to you, you don't love God. You just talk about it in your mouth. You don't love Him. You know why? The moment you fall in love with Jesus, you fall in love with people. And their needs become obvious to you. You begin to see yourself as the one God has sent to meet their needs. Yeah, that's the truth. It's been paid for. What is your expectation in this phase of your life? What are your dreams, your aspirations, your desires? What are you expecting? What is your faith going out for? What do you want in your finances, your walk with God, your ministry, business? What are your aspirations? Whatever you can think of, whatever is on your mind right now, as dreams, as desires, as expectations. You came to service this morning with an expectation, I believe. It's latter rain Sunday. You shouldn't come here without expectation. What I'm saying is, whatever those expectations are, they've been paid for. They've been paid for. You are here to gather. That is the life of the believer. Arise and gather. Arise and gather. That's what faith in the New Testament is about. It's not trying to overcome the unwillingness of God. No. We're not trying to make God willing and able. No. Or well, there are those who most believe that God is able, but they are not sure if He's willing. No. It's about our eyes being open to see what He has paid for. And then us receiving energy by the Spirit to arise and take. To arise and gather. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. When you take what has been paid for, you honor His sacrifice. Whatever it is this morning is paid for. You know, at every point, God wants our faith to have direction. Faith is more than a vector quantity. Amen. You know, in physics, we're told that vectors have magnitude and direction. Is that okay? Not just magnitude. Faith has direction. Faith has direction. Faith follows the intent of the heart. Let me share this with you very quickly. Faith follows the intent of the heart. And that is why 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 18 and 19 talks about a good conscience. You remember that? He said, my son Timothy, this charge I commit unto you. That thou by the word of prophecy given concerning that by them you might war a good warfare. You remember that? He now said, holding faith and a good conscience. And we say that good conscience is called perception of the spirit. Meaning, faith follows the intent of the heart. You know what that means? That means there has to be something in your heart that your faith is reaching for. It has direction. I say, let God do. No. Let God do good things to me today. No, some people come and say, Pastor, pray for me. And then you ask, what exactly do you want me to pray for? Say, I want God to bless me. No, that's not measurable. Your faith cannot work that way.
Listen, your mind, listen, when the power of God falls, it's going to act on the things that you have as expectations. That's the truth. And that specificity is important. Well, is it just bless me? That's not specific. There must be an intent. And that intent must be specific. When Jesus stood and called, you know there are many people who were called Lazarus around Jerusalem who were already dead. Amen. Well, when Jesus stood and said, Lazarus, come out, all the Lazarus did not rise. Oh. No, at least Jesus told us about another Lazarus. There was a certain man. It was a story. He didn't say it was a parable. There was a certain man called Lazarus. And there was a rich man. You remember the story? Who had died. That Lazarus had died. But when Jesus said, Lazarus, come out. Why didn't all the graves open and all the Lazarus that died coming out? No. Faith has direction. The power of God follows the intent of the heart. Is somebody following me? And this is why we insist that there must be something measurable in your heart per time when you come for a meeting, upon which the power of God can come and produce results that you know, this is what I believe God for. Glory to God forevermore. Here's the concept behind vision. Is that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ever think or ask. Can you see? Think and ask. That means he's putting a measurement to, even when he says he's going to do above, you know, it's relative. Somebody that is praying for 10,000 naira and God gives him 100,000, you know, it's exceedingly above. But it was measured by what he had in his heart, what he thinks and said. Do you understand? Yes. Someone is asking for 10 million. And God does exceedingly above and beyond. You trust me, what he will receive will be more than what the guy who was asking for 10,000 naira has received or will receive. Are you following me? The intent of the heart. So when we paint pictures of the sacrifice of Jesus like this, it gives you, it makes it clear. You know, there are two pictures. The picture of the sacrifice and the picture of who you should become because of the sacrifice. There are two pictures you must see. It's not just the picture of the sacrifice. It's great. Graphic picture of the sacrifice of Jesus. But it's just the picture of who you have to become because of the sacrifice. Hallelujah. All has been paid for. The choice is yours. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The choice is yours. Are you going to relax and take whatever life brings? Are you going to be going by and by? Well, this life, we don't know. Anything life gives you, take. No, a Christian doesn't talk like that. God paid for everything and paid for the whole world. There's no need to talk that way. Stretch your faith. Glory to God forevermore. So what are your expectations this morning? Do you have them on your heart? I've got good news for you. They've been paid for. You are here to gather. You are here to arise and gather. The basic and primary way we arise to gather is by faith. It's by faith. We'll put our faith out based on what he has done. You know, now from the things I've said about the sacrifice of Jesus, you now see the difference, the gulf of difference between the faith of the Old Testament and the faith of the New Testament. You now see it. You now see it. Our faith in the New Testament is a response to his sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
Faith in the New Testament, I say that again. Faith in the New Testament is a response to his sacrifice. That's what faith is. There's a benchmark. There's a reference point, as it were. It's a response to a sacrifice. So when you stand, I'm releasing my faith for church to grow to 5,000. I must have something on my mind that has been paid for. Oh God. I'm releasing my faith in the name of Jesus. This property is mine. I need it for the vision God gave me, for the business God has told me to do. Do you understand? And you release your faith like that. Or a doctor gives you a diagnosis, or gives your mom, your dad, your relative a diagnosis, and you are standing in faith that we answer. In the name of Jesus, we receive the healing, and you are standing in faith. You must have at the back of your mind that faith is possible because Jesus has done something. It's been paid for. The healing is possible because it's been paid for. Hey, that property is possible because it's been paid for. That restoration is possible because it's been paid for. So our faith is a response to the sacrifice of Jesus, which is the payment for everything we ever need or want or desire or call God for or cry to the Father for. It's been paid for. When we go to the place of prayer with that understanding, we will have more answers. Many Christians have prayed with uncertainty, not knowing whether God was going to respond to what they were asking for. Hey, but when you know that when Jesus hung on that cross, when he spilled his blood, when his blood touched the ground, and this earth opened and received his blood. Listen, this earth must respond to you because it has taken the blood of Jesus. The moment this earth drank the blood of Jesus, it was commanded to respond to you favorably. Every land, everywhere you enter, is under command. If they like it, then drop you in the deserts. It's under command to respond to you favorably because it took the blood of Jesus. It took the blood of Jesus. Oh, that innocent blood. If you understand blood sacrifice, you know the more innocent the blood, the more powerful the impact of the sacrifice. Who could be more innocent than Jesus? Who could be more innocent? He was the ultimate virgin. Oh, and the most powerful virgin is a male virgin. Jesus was a virgin, a God virgin. This word must respond to you. This word must respond to you. You know why? Your father sacrificed a virgin for you. A virgin for you. So what must follow this? Rejoicing, collecting, gathering. Am I speaking to this church this morning? Why are we bold to talk about the manifestations of the Spirit? To pray for the sick? To prophesy and demand a favorable outcome? Is been paid for. Blood is talking. Blood is talking. Blood is talking. Blood is talking. He's been paid for. He's been paid for. He's been paid for. When you go up to the office asking, what of that admission now? That scholarship you believe, God say, it's been paid for. It's been paid for. I say, seriously, it's been paid for. The blood of Jesus paid for it. I say, they say your mother is not feeling fine. I say, no, her healing has been paid for. The healing and the deliverance has been paid for. Join me, thank God. It's been paid for. Oh, is somebody listening to me? Is somebody listening to me? It's been paid for. It's been paid for. Favor. This is why favor will follow you everywhere. Because whenever blood is spilled, favor follows. Favor. That important element for the fulfillment of destiny. Both from people that know you, people that don't know you. God will just move people's hearts to do you good. I live in favor. Say it, I live in favor. I live in favor. People are favorably disposed to me because it's been paid for. People are favorably disposed to me because it's been paid for. Because it's been paid for. Are you still here? Glory to God. You know, I've just shared with you of entering a restaurant and people just come to pay and ordering more things. I didn't know they'll just bring that. Say, somebody came and ordered this for you.
God's favor. It's not because I'm a pastor. Don't lie. You know, I've told you before. When pastors are sharing testimonies, we don't say because they are pastors. No. They are pastors that don't see the same thing. Don't you know? There are pastors that people don't give them money. Even their members don't give them money. Do you understand? So it's not, don't use that pastor. It can happen for anybody. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The presence of God is here. The Lord is present. Just lift your two hands up right where you are seated and bless Him. And bless Him. Honor Him. Just bless Him. Isn't paid for. Our job is to arise and gather. Somebody says, so how do we gather? I say primarily by faith. Expressed in four ways. Expressed in four ways. Working through four ways. You know, there was a time earlier this year, I believe, or last year, I spoke about the hearing of faith. How many of you remember that? The hearing of faith. Don't joke with it. Don't joke. When you hear, you hear into your inheritance. The hearing of faith, the speakings of faith. Do you know we take by saying? Remember that scripture I shared with you some years ago? Matthew 6:32. It said, take no thought, saying. Mark 11 talks about you shall have what you see. So you hear and speak. And sometimes you get engaged in prevailing prayer. You take in prayer too. Especially when the will of others are in view. You go to pray. When you go to pray, it's like going to a justice court. Presently your strong point. Especially when the will of others are in view. You pray until their will is overcome to yield to God. Do you know how many people God has spoken to give you money that have not given you money? It will surprise you. If God opens your eyes, it will shock you. When I got my first car, the person gave me the car. God spoke to me at the spot. That I spoke to so person to give you a car last year, he did not. And there was a confirmation. Because the person told me this was here. I was even discussing with my wife about getting a car, but tonight he has not given me the car. To show you that it was true. I was surprised. I said, 1 year and I've been tracking. This is why we get involved in prevailing prayer sometimes. To bend the will of men to yield to God for your advantage. Aye. It's part of taking. It's part of taking. You pray and pray and pray and pray until you prevail in the prayer. Until the burden turns to joy. Until your eyes are open to see light. Light from scriptures. Until you know that you know that you know that you know that there is a cloud like the size of a man's fist. You know, Elijah said, go, for I hear the sound of abundance of rain. But he didn't stop there. He went to Carmel to pray the sound. We call it praying the sound. It's part of taking. It's part of gathering. We said, arise and gather, for the price has been paid. So we're talking about two things here. I painted a picture of the price that has been paid. But look, if you don't know how to arise and gather, you will not experience what has been paid for.
This is how to arise. By faith. In hearing. In speakings. In prevailing prayer. In rejoicing. You arise and take. You arise and gather. You know, this is why I broke it down to current level. I said, current right now that you are seated. What is it? What is your overriding expectation? What are the things generally you are saying, Kai, my business, oh, this is the level. My academics, my career, ministry, this is what I want to do now, and it's in your heart. It's been paid for. So are you ready to gather it? Speak in tongues where you are. Pray the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. And in the Spirit, I want you to stretch your hand out and lay hold on what you have seen. What you have seen in your spirit. And you just figured out that it's been paid for. What is it? Reach out and take it. 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 Shagabalada bolda sista bolda kepa. Reach out and take it. Maladombre sista poraba. Shakapora batisha toke pronda kepa. Malia toba na 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 bosa. Shalia teba lia teba do da 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 da. Shalia kopa lia di di di. Ah, some of you have been thinking, you have been seeing, you have been saying, Lord, I see this thing. Oh, I know it's mine. I know there's a new level. I know business is here. It's taking time. It's taking time. It's gathering time. Why? It's been paid for. It's been paid for. Is we paid for? Is we paid for? If you came here sick in your body or with any medical challenge, I don't need to lay hands on you. If you are convinced that when Jesus hung on that cross in shame, when he poured out his blood and the earth received his blood, it's paid for. Just think. Just think. Just think. Maladadadada bosa. Kia lada bronda kiba sasha. Mola bronda kita konza shte pora badadadada bosa. Liga bronda ka bronda ka bosho toke. Pora bakalada bronda ka bosho toko breka bosho toke pa. Jeledeka prondeka prokapo sosotoko brekapo ndalika prokapo. Take! Shaka prekapo sosotoke brekapo sosoto. Take! The Lord is saying, it's not too much. I have made it available. Stretch your hand and take. Some of you need husbands. You want to be married. Take! Take! There's nothing to be ashamed of. You say, Lord, I know in my heart that I'm supposed to be married this year. Take your husband. Some of you is wife, take. Some of you is a job. The face you are currently, you need a job. Don't pretend, just receive. It's paid for. It's paid for. It's paid for. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's paid for. Please, please. It's paid for. It's paid for. Shagabalika. Let over sika. Shalagabrandaka ponzata. Yakapataka pons. Shakapo. Healing in your body. You are saying, Lord, I want my blood to change. I want SS to turn to A. You are not begging God afresh. No, he's paid for. He's paid for. Thank it. Thank it. Barabakapos. Shakapora bagarabai. He's paid for. Never forget this. He's paid for. The miracle that you desire is paid for. The intervention. The clients, customers, business partners, associates, the property you need, the place you are trying to take is paid for. Is paid for. Hey, Shaka Paliba, Manteca Pass, Iate Balabala Rabaya, Shagabalin Sonati, Yeto Balikas, Shaliga Bronda, Shaka Palida, Maya Tobaliga Sota, Bregabalarabo. Braga balarabo, braga balarabo. Hey, take. It's not time to look around. You say, Father, because of the sacrifice of the blood of Jesus, that shop is paid for. Orabagabale, orabadaladagabo. Sashtiba, Sashtoba, Sashtibali, Sashtobariga, Lovra Pasina, Lovra Tila, Shelerebona.
Keep taking. The Lord is touching. The Lord is touching you. Hold my hand. Take it. Take all of it. Take. Take. Your expectations are exceeded. The fire is going to come upon you now. At the count of three, the anointing of God's Spirit. Deliver into your hand that which you have desired. 1, 2, 3. Shakapate Vigabala Rabo Sona. Take. Take. Speed, restoration, speed. Speed. Hey, Shakapate. Liga Bronda Kapas. Shagabalia. I break you out and I break you in. I break you in to a new season. Woo! Shakapate. Your deepest desires, the Lord says, is fulfilling them before your eyes. Oh, you said, I wish. The Lord said, those wishes have become horses. Ride on them. Woo! They have become horses. Ride on them. I'm going to touch this lady. Take. Take. Shaka Pate.
Balagabronda kepa. Shakapati. Open doors. Open beyond your widest imagination. Break. Shakapa. Lekapa. Shakapa. All of you, lift your hands. I don't have time to lay hands on everybody. Everybody speak in tongues under your breath. Let the music go on. Lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I stand here and I give them their heart desires. Their current heart desires. It will happen like dream. He said, when the Lord turn again the captivity, I come. We're like them that dream. Lift your hands. Lick about there about 10 of you. And the power of God is going to rest upon you, confirming these words. I'm hearing 21 days. 21 days miracle. Gigantic miracle. Lift your hands. There are 10 of you. The power of God is going to rest upon you. In this session, there are 10. 1, 2. Shakapa. That's right. Helper. Shakatepata. Likobatilaskata. Shagabalis. Lepotokapa. Strange open doors. Your heart desires. Becoming a testimony before your ushers. Helper. Helper. Let her not break. Shakapaliga. Liga porabatakapa. Palagabo favor. Lift your head. Shakapati. Liga po. Take. Take. Get ready for a new season. Liga po at the count of two. Liga po, let the greater glory of our world. 1, 2, 3. Take. Shakapalega bonsa. Take. Liga pronda kapaskata. Jaliga po, let that fire. Let it be unlocked. That leadership anointing. To lead kalabronda kapa. Shakapalia kosta. Little heads. Take it. Take. 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 Shakapalarabu. Lika prone de kepa. The Holy Ghost. Lift your hands up here. Shakapa. I'm just giving your heart desires. I'm sure there are more than 10 already. Just count and let me know. I want to give you your heart desires by the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, the anointing is the difference. Lift your hands. The anointing is the difference. I've come here this morning with nothing but the power of God. I want your heart to reach out and take. What is your current heart desires? What is it that the Lord will do in this service, in 24 hours, in a week, and you know this is a miracle? I want it to be on your heart as I stretch my hands over you. Because the angels of God are here. The angels of God are here. Carrying out my words. Executing God's counsel. Lift your hands. Lift it high. All of you in this central part. Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, that's right. There are 12 persons in this area that God is separating for special testimonies. I just heard it. Others will receive, but there's something very outstanding, very abnormal. At the count of three, the power of God is going to locate those 12 people. Are you ready? Are you ready? Lift your hands. 1, 2. Shakapa. 3. Take. Take. Shakapa Liga Posta. Liga prone. Let the Spirit of God identify those 12 people. Let him rest upon everyone and identify those 12 people. Liga Prokapa, from this place to the back. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. Holy Ghost. Shakapatelebos. Lika porabatelebaskata. Shagabalia. That's right. Shakapaliga Tobaya. Liga pronda kapos. Jesus. 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 I see that wind blowing. I see that wind blowing. I see that wind blowing. Nothing can resist it. I see that wind blowing, bringing healings, bringing supernatural liftings, bringing supernatural empowerments, encounters of the God kind, harvest untold. I see that wind blowing. Shakapala kapronda kaposo shoto kepa. Moraba kaposo shoto kolapo. Morada kapa bringa. Shala kapronda kaposo shoto. New season. New threshold. New threshold. New threshold. I want you to sing for me. What about us? Pray, 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 pray. Just pray in the spirit. I hear Flora, and that Flora, Florence. From Florence. Florence is Florence or Flora. Matthew, if you lift your hands, I owe you an invitation. Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch your people. Are you ready?
All glory,
I pray that grace is multiplied.
All honor,
I bring strength. I bring favor.
Power,
I bring joy.
Sweet,
I bring prosperity.
All
I bring answers
honor,
to your deepest desires. Lift your hands up. Father, in the name of Jesus. Let your power catch. Let your power. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands. Let the fire be put on. That's right. Let the fire. Let the fire. Let the fire. Let the fire. That's right. Help us. Let the fire. Don't get distracted. Receive your own. Let the fire. Let the fire begin upon. Let the fire begin upon. I will not touch you. Let the fire begin upon. All over this place. Depths. Depths. Depths.
Holy Father.
Fire.
We worship you.
Lekopa.
Precious Jesus.
Fire. Fire.
Holy Spirit. You're here with us. Holy Spirit, you're here with us. Holy Spirit, you're here with us. From
grace. Grace.
For fire.
Yeah, it's yours. Take.
Hey, for fire. Yeah. Hey, for fire. of fire. Fire.
I'm seeing you before people.
For fire. From fire. You reign forever, Lord.
Because, yeah, I see the call of God. I'm seeing standing before God.
You reign forever. Did you tell me that, Lord?
Come on, turn on this. Is it on? Just hold on. You know, what's your name?
Andrew.
When you stood there, I saw you standing before people and teaching and instructing and guiding. That's what I just told you. And then what did you just told? You told me something. What does that mean to you?
Prophecies have come to me that I've been a pastor.
Yeah, yeah. And you have a witness in your spirit that you're going to be
yes,
a pastor.
Sir. Yes, sir. Whenever I see people preaching, I
something like happens to you because yes, that is the call of God on your life. Lift your hands up. I'm going to give you an impartation that will guide you in the path of destiny. You will know, yeah, guide you. Guide you.
That's what I've been praying for.
You see? That's what he's been praying for. Lift your hands. Your eyes will be open in this service. You will know. There's an opening of your eyes. You begin to know by an inward witness. And then confirmations begin to come as to what to do, when to do, and how to do. Lift your hands. Jesus. Jesus. Help him. Your voice will be heard. Lift your hands. I'm not done with you people here. We are ministers only two or three from this session. Father, in the name of Jesus, just stop it all together. Lift your hands, close your eyes. Precious Holy Spirit. Precious Holy Spirit. Lord, to the back. Those of you at the back, don't be left out. The hand of God is touching you. Let your heart reach out. Let your hunger reach out. There are some of you here that have dropped papers. Because I'm seeing proposals dropped. I'm seeing some of these five being put under wickedly. But as I'm talking, I'm seeing the angel of the Lord going to an office, pulling down a drawer. I'm bringing out a file. I'm putting it on a table. And the Lord is saying, I don't know who that person is. You have followed up. And it's as though something, you can't explain what's happening. Your papers have not been attended to. The documents have not been attended to. The Lord, the angel of the Lord has brought it from under and has put it on the table. Who is the person? Has put it on the table. Two persons. For one person is a promotion. For another person is a proposal for a job. Father, in the name of Jesus, you can run out if you are the one. Lotus of you, lift your hands. Lift your hands. Close your eyes. There's an impending impartation. I can see it hovering all over you. Some of you are not taking it. Lift your hand and say, Lord, I take. Lord, I receive. For somebody, it's like a confirmation of a job. Who is the person? It's you. Yes. I'm saying confirmation. It will be attended to. Lift your head up. I. No, we have to do this. The power of God is already on some of you. I feel the power of God on me. Pray in tongues under your breath, everyone. Under your breath. And let your eyes be upon those our desires. Take. It's paid for. Take. Jesus! Shakapala Daboso, help him. It's paid for. Take! Help him. Hold him. Careful. It's paid for. It's paid for. Take. Thank you, Jesus. It's paid for. I'm seeing a job. Receive it. You do your business, but I'm seeing a job. When it comes, share the testimony. Hold that. Father, in the name of Jesus, stand as your voice. I confirm. I did a confirmation here. I signed the document here. It's done. Jesus. Yada da 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 pray in tongues under your breath. Father, in the name of Jesus, just hold on with the music and the singing. Everybody here, close your eyes, lift your hands up. Jesus. I know there are about 9 persons left. God told me special testimonies. Special testimonies. Special. There's a lady in this session. You are feeling a voice in your heart. You are going to raise a shout. Is there? There's a lady here. I'm seeing a shout within you. You are going to let it out, and it will be done. 9 more people here. Special testimonies. Lift your hands. Raise your hand. Precious Holy Spirit. Precious Holy Spirit. Touch. That's right. Touch everyone of them. Every one of the 9. 8 more. Or 7 more. Shakapala kaposotoko potokepata. Shakapotoko potokepa. For some of you, impossible doors will be opening. Impossible doors. Lift your hands in this session. I see marital doors opening. Delays terminated. Lift your hands. 8 more. Shakapala kaprokoposotoko prekepa. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Jesus, help them. Shakapa. 5 more. Touch them. Lika pronda kapososho. Lika po. Leave them on the floor. Leave them. At the back. Yeah, that lady at the entrance. Somebody should help her. Lika pa. I release that fire. I release that fire for the special testimony. Jesus. Poraba kapososho tokepa. 4 left. Hirabaka poso shotoko preka poso.
Let the way of your glory cover us. Let the light of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory, let the weight of your glory fall.
Hold on. If you are sick in your body, one way I called Flora Florence. Either Flora or Florence. Who is the person? Who's connected to the person? You can run out. Now, if you any infirmity in your body, any pain. All right. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen to me and listen very well. I don't know why the Spirit of God has been talking about this. It's because it's important to him. Please never accept depression. I saw somebody posting some funny things about depression. If you are depressed, don't be ashamed. If you are depressed, that is a part of life. Some very, very funny thing. Who is Florence? If you are sick, no. Depression. Right where you are, don't come out. If you have been getting into depression here and there, lift your hand up. I'll pray for you. There's nothing to be. Lift your hand up. You've been feeling depressed. There's somebody here. You have been depressed to a point where you have to take drugs. You have to come out. You have to take drugs for the depression. Come out. Come and stand there. I'm seeing a lady swallowing pills because of depression. Where is she? Not just the young ones. I'm seeing a lady swallowing pills because of depression. Come and stand here. And lift your hands up. The end comes today. Life is too beautiful to be depressed, to be feeling depressed. I will curse that devil and it will never come back. Do you hear me? Never. Never. Lift your hands. God loves you.
Everything you are looking for has been paid for. And from today, refuse to accept it. Do you understand me? Two of you, refuse to accept it. The rest of you, you can lift your hand. You've been depressed and all that. No, not everybody been depressed. And I want to cause depression. The Bible calls it the spirit of heaviness. It's not normal. It's a spirit. It's a spirit that comes. The spirit has not possessed you. It's not possession. A believer cannot be possessed. But a believer can be oppressed and obsessed. Lift your hand. Those of you be having depression and all that. I'm angry in my spirit. You devil of darkness, you hear me? Let this man go now. Let him go out of him. Come out of him. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of him and never return. In the name of Jesus, let her go. Let her go. No more. No more. No more. Shaka pateko pasa. No more depression. Your depression is out. You spirit of heaviness. Out of her forever. Of her and never return. Off and never return. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you will never have to take drugs again. You devils, you can hear me. This is God's property. It doesn't belong to you. And I close the gate of death in our family. I close that gate of death. I close it in the name of Jesus. Out! Shakapas! Lord, everyone battling with depression, you can lift your hand. I stand in this place. I take authority over that infirmity of the mind. I declare liberty. I declare freedom to you. No more depression. Depression days are over in the name of Jesus. Are you glad about what God is doing here? Some of you don't know what it means to be depressed. If you know, you'll be looking like that. Who is Florence? Florence. Who came out? Sister, who else? Florence, why did you come out? Okay. Why did you come out? Okay, wait, what? Hallelujah, yours. Now, if you are sick in your body, just put your hand there quickly. I'll do that. I'll speak general word and then I'm out of your way. Father, in the name of Jesus, put your hand there and check. There are going to be instant miracles. There are going to be progressive miracles. What is your desire? Put your hand there. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over infirmity. Jesus. All right, all over this place, just put your hand there. Father, in the name of Jesus,
I take authority over pains, swellings, infections, asthma. That's right. HIV, sickle cell disease. I take authority over the spirit of infirmity, partial deafness, pain in the ear, long-sightedness, short-sightedness. Can you put your hand there? Just hold on with this, with the music. Hold on. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over infirmity. I take authority over every pain and every sickness here. I release healing upon them now, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I release instant healing upon them right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. There's somebody here, you walk, your salary just got slashed, run out. In the name of Jesus, you are healed. Now, those of you who I pray for, begin like it is, simple, but with power. Begin to check your body in faith. Begin to check for those things you came here with. If it's not something you can check now, you can check laboratory-wise, do it afterwards, and make sure you share your testimonies. Begin to check your body now. Now, if you feel that the Lord is touching you, you are seeing a difference, just wave so that we can see. Just wave. You touched and you received something instantly. Just wave. Just wave. Those of you who were touching a part of your body and you are seeing a difference there, you are seeing the Lord touching you, just wave right where you are. I know I pray for some people in front. Just wave right where you are. If something is happening in your body already, that's what I mean. Just wave. If you are touching your body, just wave where you are. Thank you, Jesus. Keep checking. Keep checking. Keep checking. Oh, hold on. How many of you touched a part of your body to be prayed for? Let me see your hand, please. Raise up the hand. If you touch so that I know whether people were sick or not. Because it's not compulsory that people are sick. Raise your hand. Okay. Raise your hand. Now, if there is a healing while we prayed, check and raise your hand. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If it's not something you can check now, no pressure. No pressure anyway. When you go home, you check. Or after the service, you check. Or you check in the lab. Glory to God forevermore. We have seen healings here. Glory to God. Healings here. So, no pressure. If it's not something you can check and be sure now, when you go check and let us know. Can you lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus, for the great rain of your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory and we give you honor. Who is the person? I said somebody, I saw salary and I saw a reduction, an unjust reduction. And the Lord spoke to me about the person, an unjust reduction. Amen. You can come out if you don't mind. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and we give you glory. We honor you, Lord Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Holy Spirit. A lot to us. You know, now I understand why people have miracle and prophetic meeting for long, over the nights and for many hours. Because see, as you continue, it builds up. It builds up. Glory to God. As our miracle services are long. As it just builds up. It just builds up. Hallelujah. The power of God is something. Yeah. I'm going to pray for you anyway. A reduction. Just lift your hands. In the name of Jesus, I open the hearts of the people. So you, Jesus, now this is what you will help me do. It's done. They're going to pay you your money. But listen, I'm seeing you putting your hand to work to make money. What is it that you love doing? So I think, look for ways to make it productive. Is that okay? So I don't need to be waiting on them to pay you salary. Is that okay? God bless you. Hallelujah. Give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise. Honestly, I have a lot in my spirit, but I need to bring this to an end now. It's a Sunday morning. Amen. I need to bring this to an end now. Next,
latter rain Sunday is going to be smoky. We're just testing the waters today. Amen. We're just testing the waters today. The power of God will come. Things will happen in our midst. We'll be empowered. Hallelujah. These things are important. Impartations cumulated causes unexplainable progress. Glory to God. Can you rise to your feet and give the Lord the loudest shout?
Just listen to Pastor Erasmus Amewell, the Senior Pastor of the Embassy of Heaven. For more messages and information, log on to our website, www.theembassyofheaven.org. Stay blessed.